friends, Friday night was so good. Amen. Somebody say it was good. I mean, it was so good. And it was talking about, you know, sometimes we get in the wilderness and some people think that the wilderness is a place where just horrible things happen and you just, there's nothing available. Sometimes you go through a wilderness of things that appear to be opportunities. Somebody say wilderness experiences. Wilderness. The wilderness could be a desert. But every once in a while in the desert, you'll get mirages and different things, whatever they call it, where it looks like, you know, it looks great. But it's not as great as it really looks. The devil will put a lot of stuff in front of your face. Remember we talked about that on Friday night? In the wilderness, don't you take anything. Everybody say, grab nothing in the wilderness. Because we're not looking to stay here. I mean, we're on the way to where God wants us to go. There's a place already prepared for us. I'm not just talking about heaven. I'm talking about in your life. God's prepared some good stuff for you and some great things for you. And God's got it taken care of. Amen. And all you got to do is walk by faith, walk through the wilderness, know what God wants you to do, know what God wants you to have, know who God wants you to be, and you'll come out. You can go in the wilderness one person and come out another one. I like that point. And Jesus came out of the wilderness. Somebody say, thank God for that. You can go in the wilderness, but you're not going to come out of the wilderness until you come out like Jesus. That's what the wilderness is all about. It's where we die to our selfish ambition and all those things and pick up the best that God has for us. And you have to learn to live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. How many of you are living by the word? I mean, some people just do church attendance. But I don't do church. I'm not just in the church attendance. I'm living by the words. You know, the word of God, when you get the real word of God, the word of God is alive and it's powerful. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. Amen. And the word was God. So if you want to see God manifest in your life, make sure you got a word deep on the inside of your heart. How many of you word people? You believe in the word.
Amen.
Sustain yourself by God's word. Now I like this in Proverbs chapter 21, verse 16. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 16. The man that wandereth out of the way. Some say wanders.
Wander.
I like that song. I don't want to go out there. Ba-da-da-da-da. Da-da.
Amen.
So say, the one that goes out there doesn't really care if he's not there. Amen. The man that wanders out of the way.
You want to rewrite the song?
No, I like the song. Amen. So say, the one that wanders. You know, God doesn't want you wandering around the place. You got to have his word in front of your eyes, his word in your heart. And hold on and wait for it till it manifests.
Amen. Yeah.
Brother Hagin said one thing that I really like. He said, listen, if you're willing to wait forever, it won't be long. If you're willing to wait forever, it won't be long. But there are some things from God you just can't get unless you develop the kind of faith where you know in your heart it's going to manifest because God promised it. And if you're not willing to wait for a promise from God, you're calling him a liar. And you're telling him circumstance speaks louder than your integrity. The time frame speaks louder. We allow circumstances and situations to push us out of the place of faith, to shake us from our promises. The whole thing about you getting what God has for you is believing what he says and sticking to it. No matter what. No matter what you see, no matter what happens, you got to hold on. And so say, well, what if you die holding on? Then you just have to raise yourself again. It's in the Bible. Even after the thing dies, we still have resurrection power. Look at somebody and tell, look them right in their face, say, don't you ever give up. And there's never an excuse to give up. There's never an excuse to give in. His word is ever alive. It's ever living. It will come to pass.
Amen.
The devil can only take from you what you give him. Don't you ever let the devil outlast you. I told a friend of mine, amen, I got some good friends out there. You know, I said, listen, I've done it. They said, I've done everything I can do. Anybody ever been there? And what's left to do? If you've done all you can do, the Bible said, well, stand therefore. And you're going to have that faith. You've got to have that endurance to outstand the devil.
Amen.
Some things all you can do is stand. Just stand there. Amen. Amen. You talk about being outstanding. That's what outstanding means. You outstood the devil.
Amen.
You stood just a little bit longer than he did. Amen.
Amen.
You figured out some things that'll help you get over.
Praise
How are you ready to outstand the devil? You
got to
be a tree planted by the rivers of water. Not be moved. Somebody say, I will not be moved.
I will not be moved.
If he kicks your best, if he kicks you from your place, hey amen, he'll be kicking you all your life. How many of you tired of being kicked around by the devil? He's not a man that he should lie. He'll do what he said he would do. If you can't believe that, throw the whole book away. When's it going to start? When you do your part. When does the miracle start? When you do your, somebody say, confess.
Confess.
And sometimes you got to confess with your eyes closed. So say, amen. I went to the doctor, and the doctor had to work on me, you know, and it was hard for him to work on me with the eye, when your eyes open, you know, you can see everything. Stand for your promise.
Amen.
The only way you won't get is you run off. Somebody say, amen. And he doesn't change promises. You go back to God, the same promise will be right there. Now, I was out there in a Christian rock and roll band, and we had some of the songs we were singing. Some of the songs we were singing were directly Christian rock songs. And then we had a secular portion to our show that we did for high school students. We sang those songs 10 months straight out, 3 and 4 times a day. Some of that stuff gets real old. The best worship service I had is some of them secular songs. You know why? Because I could turn it around to really say what they really mean. One of the hottest songs I've ever learned on the road was a song by Starship. Everybody say Starship. Jefferson Starship. Kids were out there rocking. I don't know what they were hearing, but I know what I was singing. It said, it's not over till it's over. It's not over till you get it right. It's not over. Look at somebody say,
it's not over
till it's over. Really, then that it's not over till God says it's over. And really, it's not over till you get it right. Because you, people find out, you know, I'm gonna check out on this one and take the second one. That next bus that comes, it's going to the same stop. Amen? There are no cliff notes in God. You know, you just can't test out of stuff. There's stuff you just gonna have to walk through. Amen? And you gotta learn how to walk through these things. One way you walk through these things is by faith and by the word. That's the only way to walk through it. Time does not get you out. And some people think that. It'll all blow over in time. You know, God's got forever. Time will tell. Well, time will say the same thing if you do the same thing. Time will tell you you need to do something different. There is some stuff you think you can wait it out. You'll be gray-headed, old, and worn out with the same stupid stuff because you're thinking that just time alone is going to make it all better. I know some dumb people still stuck in stuff. Thinking that time going to make it a whole lot better. In time, I'll be rich. Woohoo! Glory to God. You know, and everybody taking collection to bury him. Amen? In time, it'll all come together. Just give it a little time. Faith time will do it. Faith time will do it. The only way you to get out of where you are right now is to walk by faith and walk by supernatural understanding. He is your light. The entrance of your word giveth light, the Bible says. Amen. There's darkness all around you, but if you get a hold of the word of God, you'll be able to walk out of some stuff to victory. It says, the man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. The way of understanding is the debar of God. It's the voice of God. It's the word of God. God always led his people by the word, and if his people were ever going someplace, they were going on a word. When the children of Israel came out of Egypt, they came out what? God sent his word, and they all had to get in sync with the word and follow the word, and they were able to come out. When man was sick in sin and decrepit and on its way to hell, God sent the word. He is the living word, Jesus. And everybody that stuck with the word and stayed with the word made it out. So if he's going to bring you out, he's going to give you the keys. Somebody say the keys to the kingdom.
Keys to the kingdom.
It's revelation, anointed word. It'll open every door and cause you to walk right back out. And you can't pick no locks. Somebody say hallelujah. You can sit there try to pick at locks and doing stupid stuff. Why don't you just get a key, a revelation, and stick to it.
Amen.
And open that door and walk on out.
Yes.
He that wandereth out of the way of understanding, that's revelation. That's the bar of God. What is God saying? That's the understanding. Somebody say understanding.
Understanding.
That understanding, you can get that word when you break it down, it means guidance. Somebody say supernatural guidance.
Supernatural.
It's a spiritual understanding. God gives you a peace that passes all understanding. But when you wander out of the way, see, you try to understand things in your head, you'll miss it and you'll wander in the dead. You can only understand with your spirit. You'll only be able to understand as God gives you spiritual revelation. You'll be able to understand some things. And when you walk out of that understanding, there are certain things in your life that God's got you doing nobody understands but you and God. But that's between you. Amen. You just stay in it. As long as it's in sync with the word. He that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall, someone say shall, remain. And I've seen people camp out all the time. We're talking about coming out of the wilderness. There are a lot of people that they're still stuck in the wilderness. They're stuck out there trying to get someplace, camping out because they wandered out of the way of understanding. There are several things that God's given us to keep us in understanding, to keep His voice fresh in our ears or in our hearts. So they're not wandering around stupid and dumb and deaf. Death. There's something that God designed a believer to be. Everything that looks saved ain't saved.
Amen.
There's something about the believer. In the last days, you're going to see all kind of stuff. It's like the dark ages trying to look like light. It's dark. I'm telling you, it's a dark age when people don't understand what God's trying to say. When 92% of the body of Christ couldn't hear God, if He showed up, amen, they'd run from Him. They're listening to this poem and that quote and this little popular thing and that little tickling ear thing.
Amen.
But if those people aren't in tune to the Spirit, to the Holy Ghost, they have no understanding and they're in darkness.
Amen.
But God came that you might have light and life. You don't have to walk in darkness.
Amen.
You can have your eyes open and know what's going on. That word wandereth. Somebody say wandereth. That means you are seduced to come out of the way of understanding. You're seduced. And that's what the devil tried to do to Jesus when he was in the wilderness. The devil tried to get him to wander or seduce him from the will of God. Or wanted to get to some place but by the devil's plan. The devil wanted to give him bread. The devil wanted to give him authority. The devil wanted to give him all of these other things. You know, but he had to wander from the place where God wanted him to be. If you're seduced to leave the place of the Spirit, no matter what it takes to stay there, you'll wander. We're in church a lot. You know, we should be in church more. Just because half America's in church an hour or two a week, we think that's okay. Like we said before, if everybody else is going to jump off a bridge, you're going to jump too. If you got a problem with going to church, why in the world you want to go to heaven? That's what I can't figure out. They can't wait to get out of church, and they're so inconvenienced by church. Well, why don't you bless yourself early and forget heaven? To you, that'd be hell. I mean, some people, you know, going to church, and if it goes 15 minutes over, 10 minutes over, boy, hell. You know, they think that's hell. Oh, Lord, my life's all interrupted. Well, you know where your heart is. I mean, this is what this whole thing is all about, so you could do this forever.
Amen.
If you got a problem with staying in the presence of God, you got a real problem. I'm serious.
Amen.
There's something wrong with you, and I'm telling you the truth. Now, other pastors may tell you differently, but I know Jesus. David said, I long to dwell in your courts, O God. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. And the more you get, when you really get a piece of Jesus, they have to pull you from Him.
Amen.
You can get a piece of God. You can get a touch of joy. One thing about the real Jesus, when you get one piece of him, you want more. And it starts.
Amen.
And David had that kind of heart. And then David also said, God, give me a heart that follows hard after you.
Yes.
Not wandering from a distance.
Amen.
We need some hard followers, not some hard heads.
Amen.
It's the truth. Pray until you get one. Amen. Jesus is coming. I believe it. Amen. He is coming. And you know what? We can develop this life. We can develop our faith, not because you're afraid to go to hell. I'm going to tell you what, if you're trying to go to heaven because you're afraid to go to hell, you won't get there. That's not how God saves people. Amen.
Amen.
That's not, you know, if you're motivated by what you're afraid of, many people are sitting up in church. If we took hell away, tell them, hey, there ain't no such a hell. I mean, they wouldn't even go near church. The only reason why they're sitting up there because they're afraid to get to hell. You know, you're not going to go to heaven running from hell.
That's true.
You're not going to get to Jesus running from the devil. And the only way you get to heaven, somebody say, praise God.
Praise God.
It's because you're running to Jesus.
Right.
It's love. Somebody say, it's love.
Love.
That's the only force that's going to get you where God wants you to get, devotion and love for God.
Amen.
I told somebody before, if there was no, you know what? Even if there was no heaven or if there was no hell, I'd still stick with Jesus.
Amen.
Because he's all right.
Yep.
But there is a heaven, there's a hell. Amen.
Amen.
This is the best place in the world. If you don't have that same kind of heart, I'm telling you straight up, something's wrong. You need to put some stuff down and get in your prayer closet and work some things out. We've allowed time and Looney Tunes and you know, a worldly church that denies the power of God to tell us what the Christian really is and what the Christian should be. Christian is just someone that's anointed with the presence of God and the power of God.
Amen.
And I believe these are the days they're really going to start to shine forth. Go to Proverbs chapter 21, verse 5. Are y'all getting anything this morning?
Yeah.
It says this, Proverbs chapter 21, verse 5. The thoughts of the diligent, someone say diligent.
Diligent.
Say diligent.
Diligent.
Tend only to plenteousness. But of everyone that is hasty, someone say hasty.
Hasty.
Only to want. Everybody say diligence.
Diligence.
And haste.
And haste.
You know, there are a lot of hasty people. So they say the race is not given.
The race is not given.
To the swift.
To the swift.
Or the strong. But to him that endures to the end.
To him that endures to the end.
Race is not given to swift and strong people. It's given to people that have the ability to endure. We look around and say, well, that's someone's way down the road in ministry than us. Somebody say, pray. Speed doesn't have anything to do with it.
Amen.
Endurance has everything to do with it. And if you don't have endurance built inside of you, you're going to be in trouble. And I want to talk to you the next weeks to come about things that I know are absolutely essential for survival in these last days.
Amen.
One is understanding and having the lights on, not having a lesson in the back of your head. Amen. But the spiritual understanding on the inside of you. And everybody say diligence.
Diligence.
Say it one more time, diligence.
Diligence.
Some of you are going to get there just because you're diligent. Stop running in circles real fast. Many times we're running real fast, we're just running in circles. I got a dumb dog. That dog just goes. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to get out. Just running. You don't have to run so fast. Run so crazy like chickens with your head cut off. You just embarrass yourself. Slow up and wait in God and become diligent. This word diligent, everybody say diligent.
Diligent.
So that's what God's trying to develop in us when we go to the wilderness. We don't go through the wilderness. People say, oh, we got to go through the wilderness. Run real fast. You know, go through the wilderness, run real fast. You'll kill yourself. Try running through a desert. Well, run real fast. I mean, people just, I mean, if we could just get a spiritual picture of people's wilderness, of what the wilderness really looks like. There are all kinds of people in there. Some of them camped out, built houses. Other ones just running everywhere. But there's a bunch of people that God's developing that know where they're going and know the word of God, and they're going to walk with consistency. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness. How many want to have plenty?
Amen.
How many want to have plenty?
Amen.
How many got enough? How many of you need some more?
Amen.
Are you trying to get it real fast? If you're trying to get it real fast, guess what? You're still going to be wanting. If you want prosperity to come real fast, you're always going to be in lack. Diligence. Somebody say diligence.
Diligence.
Finding out what God said to you. You got to realize that the Word of God in your life is your prosperity.
Amen.
The Word of God in your life, and as soon as you settle in that Word, stuff will start to come.
Amen.
As soon as you're diligent in your prayer life, like diligent in your worship. Diligent in your ministry. Things will just start to come together. Mind of the tortoise and the hare. Y'all remember that story?
Amen.
I wish I could put that in the Bible, but they burned me on a stake someplace. Can't do that. But it's the truth. Turtles live for a real long time, too. And rabbits have a real short life. Stop running quickly nowhere. Sharpen yourself up in what God told you to do. Be quick to hear God. Be quick to fall on your knees. Be quick at those kind of things.
Yeah.
And God will start to bring some things to, you know, settle some things in your heart and make some things work out. Tonight is another thing that I want to add to you. I'm not going to do it right now. If the Holy Spirit will let us, we're going to be talking about friends. And you need to be here to realize the importance of friends. A lot of people aren't going to make it because they have no friends. That's a weird situation. That's a weird thing. And the Holy Spirit was talking to me about several things we need to drop in people's lives so that they can endure. Certain their relationship. Everybody say relationship.
Relationship.
Right now I want the thing that I was telling you this morning, the thing you need to have in your life always is understanding, spiritual understanding. The light of God turned on, revelation, where you're meditating. He said, in your word I meditate day and night. That's one of the things that needs to be on, the Word. Next, we're going to add a friend to the Word and see what happens. I believe God's going to do something good. Why don't you just stand up and pray in the Holy Ghost right where you are? Just start to pray in the Holy Ghost. Because some of you, that light that we're talking about, that understanding is where God leads us. We're led by the understanding and peace of God. Now listen, Jesus being led into the wilderness, amen, full of the Holy Ghost, was led of the Spirit. And some of you are never going to be led by the Spirit until you're totally full of the Holy Ghost. How many of you need some direction this morning? It's just that easy. Some of you need direction this morning. You need different things in your life. You need to know where to go and what to do. I mean, you need a word. Well, it's just that easy. The Holy Ghost is always available. We're finished. But you just get on your face until you're full. And stay on the floor. Stay wherever you are until you get some leading. Amen? You know what? Because there's a way that seems right to men, but it only leads to death. Notice that scripture right there? Those that wandereth out of the way of understanding will remain in the congregation of the dead. And if you don't have the leading of the Holy Spirit, His Word will always, there's no wisdom against God. You know, and if you don't have the leading of the Holy Spirit, you're going to be in trouble. And just don't ask God to lead you. He leads full people. Amen. Amen. So there's some people that need to get totally full of God's anointing and full of God's grace. Amen. And then you'll get that leading of the Holy Spirit. So, Father, let's just pray in the Holy Ghost. We love you. We praise you. We honor you, Father God. We thank you for developing your people. Lord, we thank you that you're going to multiply them, that you're going to increase them. You're not going to allow the enemy to shake them from their place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They'll be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Somebody's going to come up. Somebody's going to come up. Somebody will arise and be all that God wants them to be. Yenaha, call something good to happen even now. Yelabom Nasaya. Fill them with your glory, with your power and your grace right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you for your anointing. Show up, oh God, even now. Thank you, Father God. you would confirm your word with signs and wonders. So manifest yourself even now. Thank you, Father. Touch somebody. Glory to God. Lord, don't let them waste their time in between tonight's service and now. Glory to God. Flow in the name of Jesus. Ye come on, be full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might and overcome. Hallelujah. Full in the name of Jesus. Ha 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 ha. Full in the name of Jesus. God, the anointing of God rests and abide over this vessel. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.